And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 30th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A successful book is not made of what is in it, but of what is left out of it." Mark Twain, born Samuel Clemens, Florida, Missouri, 1835. His first book was a collection of short stories called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, came out in 1867. Did not sell many copies, but it made his reputation. And 2 years later, Mark Twain published The Innocents Abroad, his humorous book about traveling to Europe with other American tourists, which was a big bestseller. In fact, it was the best-selling of all Mark Twain's books during his own lifetime. Over the next 25 years, he published Tom Sawyer, Life on the Mississippi, and in 1884, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, founded his own publishing company, published the memoirs of Ulysses S. Grant, which was hugely successful. And then, as most people know, he invested a huge amount of money in the automatic typesetting machine called the Page Compositor, which turned out to be an abysmal failure. He was in financial trouble. His book, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, did not sell very well. He took his family to Europe, wrote Pudd'nhead Wilson, 1894. It did not sell well either, and so he went on a worldwide lecture tour to earn money. In 1896, his daughter Susie died at the age of 24 from spinal meningitis. And after that, Mark Twain sank into depression. His wife, Olivia, died in 1904. And a year later, on this day in 1905, Mark Twain turned 70, and he had a big party at Delmonico's restaurant in New York City. Willa Cather came, Andrew Carnegie. There was a 40-piece orchestra, and Mark Twain got up and gave a speech. He said his 70th birthday was far superior to his first. He said, "I remember the first very well. Everything was so crude, unaesthetic, primeval. I hadn't any hair. I hadn't any teeth. I hadn't any clothes." Secret of long life, he said, was to smoke only when awake and to avoid exercise at all costs. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, One of Us. Must another poor body brought to its rest at last be made the occasion of yet another sermon? Have we nothing to say of the dead that is not a dull, mortal lesson to the living, our praise of heaven blunted by this craven blaming of the earth? We must go with the body to the dark grave, and there at the edge turn back together. It is all that we can do, remembering her as she is now in our minds forever, how she gathered the chicks into her apron before the storm and tossed the turkey hen over the fence so that the little ones followed, peeping out of the tall grass, safe from the lurking snake, how she was one of us here with us, who is now gone. One of Us, a poem by Wendell Berry, from his new collected poems published by Counterpoint Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.